On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Joe Nocera. He is a former correspondent for the New York Times. He's written op-ed pieces. He's an author. And his latest book is pretty controversial. It's called Indentured, The Battle to End the Exploitation of College Athletes. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Pat.
There are lots of opinions on this subject. Your book quotes Andy Schwartz as saying the NCAA is like a cartel. Also, there's just recently former NBA player Spencer Hayward says there's a, quote, tinge of slavery, unquote, in the treatment of college players. Give us an overview of your book.
Well, we try to tell a story of how this movement came about to advocate for paying the players. So that's really what it's about.
Paying college players.
You're paying football and men's basketball. That's right.
Well, everybody else is making money except the players, right?
That is certainly correct. You have assistant coaches in the SEC making $1.5 million, $2 million. Assistant coaches.
Wow.
There's more money than you can shake a stick at. And that's what's so amazing. You know, here we are in the NCAA tournament, right?
Yeah.
Every time a team wins, the coach has a clause in his contract where he's getting somewhere between $25,000 and $80,000.
Bonus money.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Bonus money. And then they say they can't afford to pay the players. It's baloney. They could definitely pay the players if they saw fit.
Well, that's not to even mention the television contracts, et cetera, that are purchased because of the March Madness NCAA tournaments and the regular season, too. So how do we go about making sure that the players understand that they're in college for educational purposes and still get played like a pro?
You know, that's really hard. One of the things that players learn when they come to a university is that they don't get the education that they thought they were going to get. In many cases, they want to take a major. They can't take the major because it interferes with practice.
Yeah.
Or it's going to require too much study, which would also interfere with their playing time. So they're discouraged from taking real courses, real majors. One of the things I've advocated is that players should have lifetime scholarships. That's right. And you should just assume that they're not going to get a decent education while they're playing. And I would even say they should take fewer courses so they can, you know, focus on playing.
Play more basketball.
Tired, yeah. You know, but take a couple of courses, and then when their playing days are done, when their eligibility runs out, they can stay in school and get the education that they were promised. I think that is a really important factor, but you can't. It's really, really hard to mix the two because these guys, this is not a game. It is their job. It is why they're there. It is their priority. And there's no way that the coach or the university is going to let education get in the way of that.
And you point out, Joe, that we're talking about a very minor percentage of these college players who actually end up making money and once they can become professional athletes. So you're talking about, what, 90% of the NCAA players who are going to have to go on and find some other way to make money, like having an education, right?
Well, I would agree with that, yes. Education is really important, but I would also say for those other 98%, you know, they've been playing the sport their whole lives. They actually have monetary value while they're in college. And even if they don't become pro, shouldn't they be able to reap that monetary value?
Yeah.
That's one of my main arguments.
No, it makes sense because you're right. Everybody else is making money off the players themselves. And yet, you know, there's this darn sticking point about making sure that if a college accepts them, then they're going to take part in what the college is there for, which is education.
I know that's true. But, you know, if you're a musician, if you're in the music school.
Yeah.
And you are in a band, right? And the band, it makes money in nightclubs near the school. You're allowed to put that money in your pocket. You're still getting an education.
That's true.
The mere fact that you're getting paid doesn't mean you're not going to get an education. That's the point I want to make. And you know, we live in a society where people are allowed to try and find their monetary value. I find mine in my profession. You find yours in your profession. Players ought to be able to find their monetary value also.
How much of a blowback are you getting from parents and others, you know, from the colleges involved about your book and the kinds of precepts that you're putting forward?
Well, a lot less than it would be 2 years ago. The FBI arrests early this season have really changed the minds of a lot of people and caused them to think that maybe they should get paid after all. Obviously, there's resistance at the university level and at the college conference level and within the NCAA. But even, you know, people like Dick Vitale has been a college booster his whole life, has come out and said maybe the players should get paid. So what I actually find is that this movement is gaining strength, not losing strength.
And I should mention that you're referring to the pay scandal in Arizona on that particular issue. Well, there no doubt there's going to be a lot more talk about this issue and about your book. It's called Indentured, The Battle to End the Exploitation of College Athletes. Joe, a great conversation. Look forward to our next one.
Thanks so much, Pat.
That is Joe Nocera, the author of that book, talking about paying college students to play sports.